This is the Sunday Session with Jason Jordan.
It's about 11 minutes away from 5 o'clock here on 882 6BR. Great to have your company. This is Talkback Radio. Now, my mobile phone, my iPhone, knows where I am. Yes, it does. It's got a GPS built into it, and it also has another functionality where it can use other cell phone towers around the place to triangulate its location. So it always knows where I am, which can be used for lots of very interesting things. To find out what that list includes, we've asked 6BR's business futurist, Morris Mizalowski, to join us. G'day, Morris.
Hi, Jason.
Now, my phone knows where I am all of the time, which doesn't sound like it could be too useful, but what could we use it for?
It's spying on you.
Ha-ha!
Better turn around and see who's there.
That's it.
It can be used for all kinds of things. Now, this is really interesting technology. It's been around only on our phones since August 2008, and it was the iPhone 3 that was the first mobile phone that let it happen. So all this stuff's really only about 3 years old. We can use it for things like trying to figure out where we are and where we want to go, which is something we're used to in our cars with GPS, and most people are really comfortable with that. It's not too long down the track now, another year or two, before I think our mobile phone becomes our mobile phone, becomes our car GPS and moves into that realm totally. We can also use it to play games on as well. So there's this thing that's been around for a few years called Foursquare. Don't know whether you've played
card
on it. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those big pieces of software. It was supposed to be like a Facebook or a Twitter. In other words, it was supposed to be a category killer. It still has a lot of people in it, but it's one of those things that just hasn't taken off as well as most people think. But what it does is this. If you open up your phone and you have Foursquare, and remember all of these things are because we opt in and we choose, so nobody's spying on you unless you've agreed to it, and there's a really simple switch on any of your mobile phones that you can switch off to take these location-aware things away.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about privacy. If you don't want it, get rid of it. Never find you. Assuming that it's on, what it does is it figures out exactly where you're standing on Earth, and it feeds you information about that. So if you're standing in front of the mall or you're standing in front of a shop or whatever else, it'll tell you exactly what that shop is. And increasingly, over the next little while, it'll tell you what's in the shop, so what you can buy. It'll also tell you who's in the shop as well. It'll also give you information about what other things are available. So if you want to go in the shop to buy the pair of shoes that you see in the window, you'll be able to use geolocation or geo-aware stuff to find the same pair of shoes in all the other stores around you and what their pricing is and whether they're available or not in your size.
It's just incredible, isn't it? I mean, I use the geolocation stuff on my phone, and my wife uses it on her phone so that we can always see where each other are.
Yeah, and that's a new thing that's opening. It's really amazing because when I talked about this a few years ago, nobody thought that they were going to do it. Everybody thought this was an invasion of privacy. And it's amazing how quickly we've come around to it, that we are now really comfortable for, and this is of course a small group of people, but increasingly comfortable for people to know where we are on the planet. And we share that information really easily with our husbands and wives. If we go back to the iPhone, but the other phones have it as well, the iPhone has the ability to actually locate your phone if you lose it too. And that's a really good purpose for it.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And I understand it also has the ability that if you have lost the phone, that you can actually erase all of the data on that phone remotely.
Absolutely. And you can also leave a very nasty message on the screen for the person that's got it as well. So you can make contact with it remotely, put a message up, or as you say, absolutely, which is most probably the more practical thing to do, is just to delete all the contents from the phone.
But now, we can take this stuff a step further, can't we? Because the phone knows where it is, and it's got a compass in it, and it knows its orientation because it's got those sorts of sensors in there as well, and it's got a camera. We can use all of these things together to do this really clever thing called augmented reality.
We can. We absolutely can. Now, augmented reality simply means that what we see in the real world is added to by another layer. In this case, it's technology and it's things that we see around us. So it's been used already in motor vehicles for heads-up display, so we can sit in our motor vehicle and we can see on the windscreen what we might otherwise see on our dashboard.
Mm.
So instead of looking down, as we're used to, we look straight out the windscreen and see everything that's there. It's also used by jet fighter pilots in exactly the same way and has been for quite a while. So they see a lot of their instrumentation through their helmets. But you and I can see it through our screens on our phone. Most of them work, in fact, all of them work, on a simple basis of turning the phone's camera into what I call a set of binoculars. So on your screen of the phone, you'll see the real world through the camera, but over the top of it, you'll see additional information. One of the more popular programs, this is free and been used for quite a while, is called Layar, L-A-Y-A-R. And when you download this free app onto your mobile phone, it'll work on all smartphones, what you get is the choice then of what you're looking for. So you can tell that you want to find the nearest cafe, the nearest hotel, the art galleries, police stations. There's a whole list there of things that you might want to look for. So I travel a lot, for instance, and when I use Layar or Google Maps or any of these, it knows exactly where I'm standing. I'll then ask it to find me the railway station because I need to catch the train, or to find a taxi for me, or to find the nearest cafe or the nearest bank or whatever else I'm looking for. On the screen, it comes up not only with what I'm seeing in front of me, which is the real world, it comes up with little dots and maps showing me bits and pieces. So it might show me where the nearest ATM is on my screen. It shows it to me as a dot in the direction that it would be. And as I move, that dot moves as well. If I click on the dot, and this is how Layar does it, if I click on the dot, I actually get a whole lot of information. And that could be the physical address, it could be a phone number, it can be whatever's out there. So I'm actually using my GeoAware and augmented reality to be able to walk around in a place I might not know, to be able to find all kinds of things if I'm a local person.
Unbelievable. The future is incredibly bright, Maurice. We've run out of time again. It happens every single week. I reckon we might have to get you on earlier in the show so that we can actually talk for a little bit longer.
That would be great. More I'd love to talk about.
Maurice, how can our listeners find out a little bit more about what you do?
It's businessfuturist.com.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Maurice. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
See you, mate. Maurice Mizalowski there. 6PR's a business futurist.
Heritage Perth Heritage Days are on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of November. There's over